How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Color.
And now
white. Color of white.
Alright. Alright. Now, so you'd say, I am a... Talking about yourself.
Oh, I'm a colored woman.
Alright. Now, well now, you and I both know that there's some words that people might use to refer to members of your race that you wouldn't like.
Yeah, I know that.
And they certainly are complimentary. Now, do you mind telling me what you would not like to be called?
I don't like to be called a nigger.
Alright, is there anything else you don't like to be called?
No, lots of things that I wouldn't like, but I can't think of. I don't talk bad language, and I don't fool with all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, I meant things that you wouldn't be called about your race.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is white?
If you want to call him out his name?
Well, if you want to just, Just to any person like me, whose skin's white.
I'd call, you know, white person.
Alright. Now, suppose you were angry with a member of my race, and you wanted to call the person something insulting, what would you say?
Call him a cracker. Yes, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate it. Well, suppose a man has a fishing rod that he likes a whole lot, and his young son carelessly broke it or something. You might say the man got awfully what?
Anger.
You say that again?
Anger.
Now, suppose that you've been working hard all day, and by nighttime, you might say, well, I'm really what?
Tired.
All right. Now, if a school nurse sent a little boy home early, it'd be because what?
You've been... Let's see, what would you call it? Two, three names you might call it.
What would that be?
In bed.
Oh, if it was the nurse that sent him home then.
Oh. Sick, I guess.
You'd say, because he...
Because he was sick.
Alright. Now, if a person had a sick feeling down here, can you see where I'm pointing? Right up. If a person had a sick feeling right here, you'd say that he feels sick.
In the stomach.
You say that again?
In the stomach.
All right. Now, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration that's right after a wedding, and some of the guests there might want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
How good as I know it, but I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
Would you call it something like a belling or tin panning or something like that?
No, there's some old names for it, but I can't think of them.
Well, what about, would you call it a drumming or something like that? Shivering?
I think so. I've heard that called.
What's that word?
Shivering, or whatever you call it.
You've heard it called that?
Mm-hmm. But that ain't what we used to.
Kick the man out and...
Uh-huh. Make him ride the reel. I forgot what you call it.
But you wouldn't call it shivering, then? That's not a word you use?
No.
All right.
But I can't think of what I know. I can't just can't think of it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll come back. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
The devil will get you.
Is that what you'd say?
No, I'd say the boogeyman to get you.
All right. Well, I really do want what you to say. That's all right. All right. Now, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I can't think what I'd say.